Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prague Watch. Tonight, you join us in the far meadow, where the atmosphere is very peaceful and tranquil. Various fish are swimming lazily. And in the distance, formal horses are quietly grazing. Suddenly, the peace is shattered by the arrival of a stampeding herd of Gabriels. And what seems to be a rather oversized tiger moth.
Fellows, it's Pete Jones from Tiger Moth Tales here. You're listening to Prague Watch with Anthony Rosick. Chocks away!
We'll be right back.
opener was from a new album by Rick Wakeman. Did you recognize his playing, oh faithful listener and Prague aficionado? Anyway, the song was from a just-released album entitled Starship Trooper, and it was called Sober. The album features a number of covers, some of which are not really essential listening, but there were definitely some pretty cool things on there, and I always love to hear from Rick. Well, if you didn't recognize Rick's playing, I hope you recognize the dulcet tones of your humble host, Big Tony the Prog Squatch. This is indeed another episode of Prog Watch, and I've got a lot of great stuff lined up for you. For instance, there's the next song by a band called Person. That's P-U-R-S-O-N. They're a kind of retro prog slash psychedelic act consisting of Rosalie Cunningham, guitars and vocals, George Hudson, guitars, Samuel Robinson, keyboards, Justin Smith, bass, and Raphael Mura on drums. This is from their album Desire's Magic Theater, and it is the title track.
Loud and dry.
Once again, that was Person with a U from Desire's Magic Theater. Their just released album, and it was the title track of the album. Next up, I've got a beautiful reworking of a Genesis classic by our friend Peter Jones of Tiger Moth Tales. This is from a second Genesis covers album, which he released, called Seven Stones Turned, and it is Follow You, Follow Me.
Thank you. days and nights that we know will be. I will stay with you, will you stay with me? Just one single tear in each passing year. I will follow you, will you follow me? Your other days and nights that we know will be. I will stay with you, will you stay with me? Just one single tear in each passing year. There will be.
Once again, that was Pete Jones from Seven Stones Turned, the second album of Genesis covers, which he has put out in the last year or so. The cool thing about this one and the first one, which was called Selling England for a Pound, is that Pete is donating all of the proceeds to Guide Dogs, a charity which is very close to his heart. So if you like this, skedaddle over to the Tiger Moth Tales Bandcamp site and buy either album. You get to enjoy Pete's wonderful and expressive renditions of some Genesis classics, and you help out a great cause as well.
We don't play hits. If progressive music is your thing, Radio Progzilla is your station. Progressive music from your progressive rock station. Progzilla.
The next song is by the UK band The Room, which consists of Steve Anderson, guitars, keyboards, programming, and backing vocals. Steve Checkley, keyboards and backing vocals. Andy Rowe, bass guitar and backing vocals. Martin Wilson on lead vocals, and Chris York on drums, percussion, and vocals. From their latest album entitled Beyond the Gates of Bedlam, released late last year, this is Full Circle.
Hard to catch my breath. Had to open my eyes. Another day in my life, I should be happy. As I trip and fall, as I hit the wall, is this the afterlife? I should be happy. A monkey on my back, a phantom heart attack. Am I losing faith? I should be happy. And if I count to ten, I just begin again. I break this ball and chain. I should be happy. The wound is cauterized, but it's no surprise. It just bleeds again. I should be happy. Feel my temper rise, release the beast inside. I feel my heartbeat race. I should be happy. Now I've come full circle. I
switch to begin again.
Just to reiterate, that was The Room from their album Beyond the Gates of Bedlam, the name of the song Full Circle.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, and now for something completely different. Next up, I've got something from an instrumental prog band, kind of on the metal side, called Kylver. That's spelled K-Y-L-V-E-R. They're from Newcastle upon Tyne in England. The band features bassist James Bowmaker, drummer Barry Mitcherson, guitarist Johnny Scott, and organist Neil Elliott. From their debut, The Mountain Ghost, released last year, this is Dance of the Mountain Ghost. Once again, that was Kilver with the song Dance of the Mountain Ghost from their debut album entitled The Mountain Ghost. If you liked it, you can check out their Bandcamp site and show them a little love. They've also got a nice website, Kilver Music. That's KYLVERMUSIC.com. We'll change gears a little here and enjoy a brand of folkier prog from a UK outfit called Iona. They've been making music since the late 80s and call on the talents of Joanna Hogg, Dave Bainbridge, Troy Donlocky, Phil Barker, and Frank Van Essen. From their album Open Sky from 2000, this is the album opener entitled Woven Cord.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Iona from their 2000 release Open Sky, the name of the song, Woven Cord. Howdy, my name's Morgan, and I've been a fan of progressive rock music since, well, since I was doing the old Easy Reader bits on the Electric Company. Well, I remember the first King Crimson and Gentle Giant albums like they were yesterday, but I digress. But if you're a fan of progressive rock music, you're not going to want to miss a single episode of Prog Watch. It's phantasmagorical. Tell them Morgan sent you. Coming up, I've got a band which we've featured here before, the South American outfit Isles, A-I-S-L-E-S, who come from Chile. This is Club Hawaii from their forthcoming album, which will be released later this year.
This is so joyous.
Pretty good sounds there from Chilean band Isles. Club Hawaii, the lead-off single from their forthcoming album. I'll be watching for that one later this year.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
The next thing I have for you is from a new multinational project called Vly, V-L-Y, which features musicians from the U.S., U.K., Italy, and Sweden. From the album I or One / and then the word Time in brackets. This is Time and Time Elapsed, two songs that kind of run together. Once again, this is Vly.
Washing, don't burn me.
So again, That was the multinational collective known as Vly from their 2015 debut album, I or One, and then the word Time in brackets. It just sort of trips off the tongue, doesn't it? Sometimes I wish these bands would give an explanation of how to pronounce the title of the album. But anyway, it's some good stuff. Go look it up from Vly. And yes, it's time to climb up into the attic and dig into the dusty corners of the Prog Squatch's archives to find another classic. A little earlier, I played a tune by our friend Pete Jones of Tiger Moth Tales. Those of you who follow the latest news from the prog world know that Pete has joined the classic band Camel for a tour of Japan. In honor of that tour, I figured I'd play a Camel classic to finish off the show this week. So, from their second album, Mirage, released in 1974, I give you Lady Fantasy, a suite consisting of three parts entitled Encounter, Smiles for You, and Lady Fantasy.
Passing me by.
Once again, that was Andrew Latimer, Peter Bardens, Doug Ferguson, and Andy Ward, collectively known as the 1974 incarnation of Camel, with the Lady Fantasy Suite from their album Mirage. And probably by the time we hear this, the tour will be over or mostly over, but I'm sure Pete's going to knock them dead on that tour. Good luck to Pete, if this airs beforehand. And if not, well, hopefully he can detect my positive vibrations while I'm speaking right here and right now. And please remember that if you like what you hear on the show, go to the artist web pages and support them. In fact, there's an easy way for you to get to their web pages through my webpage, progwatch.com, progwatch.com, no hyphen in there. Aside from being able to listen to the show, you can also link directly to artist web pages. I've put active links in the postings on my site so that if you like an artist from a particular show, you can go straight to their webpage and find out more about where you can buy some of their music, because it's getting hard to make a buck these days in this industry, and we really need to support the artists as much as we can. And while you're at it, why don't you support your friendly neighborhood local Prog Squatch? If you like the show, you can always go and like the Facebook page, Prog-Watch on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, P-R-O-G-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H. In both cases, you'll be kept in the loop a little bit on some of the latest prog news. And I also do a daily classic album, which sometimes gets a little bit of interplay going with some of the other people who follow me and who I follow. So, yeah, if you like the show, you might enjoy that. And one more thing, you can always email me. It's progsquatch, all one word, P-R-O-G-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H, @gmail.com. If you want to suggest bands, tell me you liked a particular show, tell me you didn't like something, tell me I got something wrong on a show, whatever it is, just email me. I'd love to hear from you. But anyway, that's about all we have time for, so I will say once again, prog on, brothers and sisters.